I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to hear a clip from our show, guys. We fucked the anti-slut-shaming podcast. This week, we're talking about medical stuff and how people don't know how to handle that within women. You know, doctors who went to school for a very long time really fucking up medical advice
women. If we're the greatest country ever, how come we don't know anything about our vaginas?
So listen to this episode, get mad, but then hopefully learn how to help yourself and advocate for your own body more. And if you want to hear more content of this nature, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com. You're going to hear us there. You're going to hear other great voices like Roxanne Gay, Lena Dunham, Russell Brand, Trevor Noah. Michael Rapaport. Oh, yes. Our
boo.
For as little as $2.99 a month.
What's up with your pussy? Basically.
Well, I have a brand new one for starters. So, yeah. But I can tell you.
A designer pussy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't know we were getting into a designer. This is very, very interesting.
Wait. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Start from the very beginning.
So, I have a disease called mucous membrane pemphigoid. And pemphigoid is really a disease that is a skin disease that. It's a super rare even for your skin, but people get basically blisters all over their skin and like little bubbling blisters or white like film stuff.
Okay.
So for me, I got even the rarer version of it, which is mucous membrane pemphigoid. So it started, basically it's everywhere I have mucous membranes.
Which is a lot of places in the body.
It's a lot of places. It started in my mouth.
Oh my God. Was it actually very painful?
It was extremely painful.
Okay.
So it started like, I had this white stuff all over my mouth and all
of these
blisters.
Like when you get strep throat? Sometimes when you get gnarly strep throat, there's like white blisters. Like did it feel like that?
It didn't totally feel like that because I feel like that's just like at the back of your throat.
Yeah.
This was like everywhere and I had no idea what was happening.
Oh my God.
And I was going to a lot of like walk-in, like City MD places.
They don't know jack shit there, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, they could take blood.
They don't, because here's what happened to me about five times, which is
five.
Amazing.
Woo.
So every doctor that I saw at one of those places told me that it looked like I had this disease called hairy leukoplakia. And that disease, and so I would like...
multiple doctors, so that's second, third opinions.
Because I guess it looked exactly like that. And when I Googled it, my mouth really did look like that.
Okay.
But like, they jumped to that conclusion. That's a disease that your body gets. If you're HIV positive and your HIV is turning into AIDS, that's usually what will happen to you.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So they should have given you an AIDS test, an HIV test.
Every doctor followed up with, I have to give you an AIDS test.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't have AIDS. Mm-hmm. I've been safe. I'm not I don't. It was just,
I'm just imagining you at a city MD going, I don't have AIDS, guys. Yeah.
It's just not super common. And then also on top of it, just walking in as a heterosexual woman, you're this statistically it's not.
Yeah.
And you're not, I'm guessing you're not doing intravenous drugs, you know? So.
Yeah. And if you are, we could talk about it. It's fine.
And if you are, that would be fine. And I'm sure you would have let them know, but it's the odds are stacked against you.
Yeah.
The odds of AIDS are definitely stacked against you.
Especially when, I got the test done from one doctor and then I went to another and told them that I had a negative HIV test.
Right. So no AIDS.
And the next one and the next one. Eventually, my mom had taken me to the emergency room because I really couldn't eat at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your mouth is covered, can you even swallow? Could you swallow with...
I still to this day can't swallow like a normal person, but because there was a bunch of scarring, but I was swallowing and it just felt like there was a golf ball in my throat every time I tried to swallow, and it was very painful.
Yeah.
But even in the emergency room, they gave me an HIV test. I was like, come on,
guys. Don't have AIDS.
This is not hairy leukoplakia. Mm-hmm. I don't have AIDS. We got to find something else here.
Doctors, especially coming in with that knowledge. And it's so annoying when you go into a doctor's office and you say, this is who I've been to. These are the tests I've had. This is what we know. It's not. They treat you like you're stupid.
Yeah.
Too.
It's because the training that doctors get is so, this is the book and this is exactly what you do. And if you identify a disease based on these rashes, then this is what it is. And it's like, that's not, medicine is human. They took the humanity out of medicine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yes. Which they certainly did when I started going to the gynecologist.
Okay.
I still didn't know what I had, and my nose was starting to bleed a lot, and so I was going to several different doctors.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was really strange. But I tried to masturbate one night.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
With the rabbit, and it was so painful.
Was that the first time it had been painful masturbating?
Yeah. Oh, and it was about a month after my mouth was going through all this.
And during that time when it was painful masturbating, was your mouth still swollen? And
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. So you were living with this for a long time.
And did you try to have sex in that 1 month period? No. So this was the first time you kind of went down to use your vagina for something other than peeing, basically.
Right. You have to distract yourself too. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Which my pee was also coming out in droplets.
Oh my
basically.
God. Oh my God.
So it feels every orifice is kind of closing up, which it was because it was being blocked with these things. Jesus.
Large blisters. America.
The blisters. Okay.
Yeah. So it hurt a lot and I tried to shove it in basically, and it was so painful that I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Did it feel like you were shoving a knife in your pussy? Was it sharp like that?
It didn't, because it was rubber, so right. Didn't. But that's what started to happen every time I went to a new gynecologist to figure it out with the speculum.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Finally, during this time before I went to a gynecologist, I found out that I had pemphigoid. So it was a month later. I didn't say anything to anyone about my vagina, which is really fucked up.
None of the doctors.
No, I was embarrassed of it, which is crazy.
But common.
It's you learned to be embarrassed by it. It didn't happen. You weren't embarrassed about it out of nowhere.
And that's, also, I always try to remind people tell that. You that you had AIDS. And you get frustrated, and there is a stigma attached to that too. And I think unfortunately, when you just know it's not something, or you know that you're not the person that was going to get, it's weird. There's just stigma and lack of knowledge, and then lack of access to good healthcare. Because I, living in New York City for 17 years, I don't even go to those urgent cares anymore. Because I was I could honestly just flush my money, $200 down the toilet, and go to WebMD and do a better job diagnosing myself. Because right. I've had such bad experiences.
Yeah, I will never go to a city MD or any of those urgent places again. But
so, yeah. So your vagina is painful. You're not telling anyone. You find out what you have.
Yes.
How did you find that out ultimately?
It was so many different doctors. And finally, an infectious disease doctor who took like 5 vials of my blood and was like, you don't have any infectious diseases. But looked at my mouth and he was like, I think you have something called pemphigoid. He literally wrote it on a post-it.
But also too, I think you have something like that instead of you have this. Like that, that's humanity. Like I just, I'm so disappointed in the world. And I wish that, I hope if anybody listening who's a doctor, really consider your ego when you're talking to a patient.
Seriously. Although I have to say this guy, he wrote it down on a post-it. He's like, I can't diagnose this because I'm an infectious disease doctor and it's not an infectious disease. He was like, but go see this like oral surgeon who cut a piece of my tongue off.
Ooh, how'd that feel? That fun and cool?
Insane.
Were you under
how big of a piece?
Wait. Did they put you under anesthesia or
no,
just local?
Just local. Like
how big of a piece of tongue?
I didn't see it, but it felt
sizable.
It was the most painful.
Numbing.
It was worse than shoving the rabbit in my vagina.
Oh my god. Like,
it was so painful.
And people get their tongue pierced. Like, I know. Voluntarily with no numbing.
But then I was like, well, maybe this is like taking a full piece off. So maybe it hurts more than the tongue piercing.
When I bite my tongue, I scream. Yeah. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, like biting all the way through.
Oh, like, who's horny?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he diagnosed it as that. So then I had to go to... I just like Googled doctors. There's one specialist in pemphigoid in New York City. She's a dermatologist because this is really a skin disease.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went to see her. She told me to get it. At the time I was freelancing, I was just doing like creative producing on productions and stuff. So she told me to get a job that gave me really good health insurance.
Oh my God. I was going to say, were you covered? So did you have like some kind of health insurance you were paying by yourself?
Yeah.
Like the minimum coverage kind?
I was on.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. I was
Metro
on,
Plus, baby.
Totally. And she was like, you need to get real health insurance because for what I have, since like she can't be, she's like the main doctor because she's the specialist, but because it's on my mucous membranes and mucous membranes are in a different area of your body,
yeah,
I had to get a specialist for my nose, for my mouth.
Oh my, so like every mucous membrane had a separate
my
doctor.
Eyes, like, so yeah, so it's crazy.
Hey fuckers, hope you enjoyed that clip from our interview with Tina Santamaro. To listen to the entire thing, go on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
You can do it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.